Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz in. When markets aren't straight, I got to bring in my man who's always straight, Joe Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. I know he is feverishly working on his report for December. Joe, happy Thanksgiving. Glad you could be here. Welcome aboard.
Good morning, Todd. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your listening audience all over the world. And it's always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you so much, Todd.
So, excuse me. So, Joe, we talked, I don't know, a month or so ago, and we talked about, and you thought the markets would kind of go up, and I said, well, I don't know, I would not be surprised to see the markets make a high, but I'm not a real big fan of the markets in general, and I think you had a little bit of the same opinion, but you thought they might be a little stronger than I thought. What are your thoughts to taking away now that we're in December, and we're moving towards basically, you know, for traders, the last 2 or 3 weeks of the year? And actually, for investing, other than some tax manipulating, I think we're pretty much done after that. What are you thinking here?
Well, you know, I am a historian on the markets, and I find it interesting, Todd, that since 1885, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up 70% of the time in the month of December, with an average gain of right around 1.3%. But also, it's interesting that during the third year of a presidential cycle, the Dow has been up also 81% of the time in December with an average gain of 1.6%. The best December for the Dow was in 1903, a 10% gain, and the worst was in 1931, a 17% loss. So I think we got history on our side that tells me this market's going to want to continue to drive the higher prices as we get into certainly early December and maybe possibly even into year-end.
So, now, again, you are a historian, but would you say that this December or this time is like any other time in history?
No, I would not. I think this is a very unique, a very special time. I think we've got a lot of confluences going on in the market. And I really can't put, honestly, the validity of what we've seen in the past applying to what possibly could be ahead of us as we close out the year.
Now, you know, one thing I talk about, Joe, we know a lot of history. I mean, we've got the sell in May and go away, and we've got this is usually the this month and that. And again, that's all fine, except that's only fine if you do them the same every single time. And, of course, circumstances don't always allow us to do the exact same thing every single time.
So very true.
When you look back and you say, well, it goes up 1%, you're, you know, over 70% of the time. You know, what does it really mean? And to the individual, does it really mean a lot?
Well, I think it's telling you the probability of the market driving to higher prices. It's not an absolute, certainly. And I think, again, when you look at how much this market has gone up from the lows going back to March of 2009 and how long this bull market has been, this bull market is very tired, it's very aged, and from a historical precedent, we've never seen a bull market last as long as this one. At some point, we have to prepare for a bear market. I think it's ahead of us shortly. It's a question of not if, it's a question of when. And I think we have everybody here trying to get the last $10 out of this market, and I think it's foolish, and I think it's a mistake.
One thing, see, that's why we love you, Joe, because you sit there and you just spit it out the way it is. And I guess that's where the straight money analysis comes from. That's straightmoneyanalysis.com. But again, I love the way that you just kind of say, hey, this is what we're expecting. And the probabilities are. Now, you know, one of the things that's coming out a lot right now, which kind of irritates me, and I'm going to get your views on this.
Okay.
You've got a lot of services out there now that are pushing the market's going to crash, and some are saying it's even going to crash in December, and you've got the blue moons and this, and you know, a thousand different reasons. Now, you've been doing this, between the two of us, we probably got 75 to 100 years in this business. And I contend that there's no way on this earth that anybody with any brains could actually try to say that they could pick the time and the date of when this market is going to collapse. Yes, we know it is going to collapse 100%. We're going to have it. But nobody has any idea of when that timing is going to be. But yet, there'll be advertisers out there pushing that market's going to collapse. And there'll be guys out there trying to market off of elderly and off of people that don't know as much about it. What do you say to people who ask you about things like that?
Well, you know, I think it's a moot point when you talk about us entering a bear market. I think we all believe that shortly we'll enter a bear market. And again, we get back to the timing of that. But I really don't think, if you've been around as long as you and I have and you look at the big picture, timing is all that important when you know something is inevitable. You know, I think you've got to prepare as this market attempts to drive to new recovery highs that at some point this market's going to reverse and reverse very sharply. And we get back to, are you prepared for a reversal of trend? Are you prepared for a vicious bear market that can unfold at any time for any reason? So I think, again, you've got to look at the bigger picture rather than the short term, and you've got to say to yourself, I am hedged, I am prepared for inevitably what will happen, and I'm going to let the market define when the top is in place and the new bear market begins. And I think that's the way you have to approach and look at the market.
See, and that, and again, that's just basically, we call it looking at the footprint of the market, because the market gives you signs. I mean, there's no real secrets in the art of understanding a market. The secret is to keep your emotion and your opinions away and say the market is doing this, and you're starting to see some chinks in the armor, as they say right now. You know, again, you're basically, the markets are being basically led by a couple of stocks, and they're booming, but you know, underneath the surface, a lot are busting already. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, there's three indicators I've always looked at all through my career that on balance have been pretty good in indicating that we are approaching a change of the major trend and it's inevitable. I think the first one, Todd, is when you look at the number of 52-week highs and they begin to decline while the popular averages continue to drive the higher valuations, with a falling number of stocks participating in the continuing stock market advance. That's the first tip-off. Then I think when you look at the NYSE advanced decline line, it's peaked, it's now declining, even though the Dow and the S&P index continue higher or have stalled. It's preparing to also signal a major trend and change from up to down. And then I think the last indicator, and we've not seen it yet, the major equity indexes move below the previous swing low in prices, signaling that we are now witnessing an acceleration of selling, usually accompanied by heavy increase in volume. The number of 52-week lows is also expanding as the market moves lower. Those are the three things that I've looked at that have always kept me on the right side of the market all through my career.
Well, you're always on the right side because you are an extremely talented technician. You understand how markets work. And you, the beauty of Joe Meyer is straight money analysis. And I urge you to go to his website, straightmoneyanalysis.com. And check out, because I know he's feverishly working on his report for December and at year end. And we're going to get what he's doing, because, Joe, people want to know and you know what a guy like you does. When we come back from the break, Joe Meyer is going to tell us what he does to prepare to get his reports ready, what he's actually focusing on. And then obviously we've got some other very pointed questions to our guy. But Joe Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. Great having you on here. Let's go out here for a break. You're listening to The Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz. And we just want to remind you, as Joe had said earlier, make sure you're hedged. And of course, we offer a hedging class, the Badger and myself. We have had tremendous success and people are loving it. And it doesn't take a collapse to make that hedge pay off. It just takes a couple little sell-offs that will help you pay for it and make you more money and help you compound your portfolio, creating an endowment model within yourself. But we're going to stop out here for a break and we're going to come back with Joe and find out what he does to get ready and how he's working everything. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with our friend Joe Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. 4 million years in the market. No, he's been in the market a long time, a little bit longer than me, but not much. But between the two of us, we've seen just about anything you could ever ask for in the market. So, Joe, I know you're getting ready for your year-end report, and you've had some very great conversations with me and some very good analysis of the overall markets. And you and I, as all traders, do have disagreements on what's going to happen at any one given time. But we always end up with a similar conclusion. So what are the things that a Joe Meyer is doing right now, preparing and actually really and feverishly working? I mean, I'm telling you, this guy's probably working 20 hours a day writing this, because what he puts together for you in a report is unbelievable. So, Joe, tell us what you're doing on working here.
Well, I'm looking at the big picture. I'm looking at what truly matters, and I'm looking at where we go from here, and more importantly, when I think we get there. You know, you got a lot of people that don't want to believe, honestly, that this bull market will end, and they don't want to believe at some point that the easy money that's come into these markets is going to end as well. You know, I'm looking for, and I don't know if you agree, that when we get the first rate hike, we may see the market rally because of that. I think it would signal to me a very bearish long-term moment if we were to see that. But more importantly, Todd, most people are not going to want to believe that we've entered a true bear market and a major change of trend until we see a full 20% correction off the highs that we've witnessed in the market. I've outlined for my subscribers, to make it easy, as I always do, I do the work. All you've got to do is take the time and read the things that I write about that I truly believe are important. But the three price levels in the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, which would, from theory, confirm that we've entered a bear market, you know, once we see this full 20% correction. In the Dow, we'd have to fall down to 14,681, in the S&P to approximately 1708, and in the NASDAQ, we would have to go down to the level of 4132. But the point being, why would you want to subject yourself to such a vicious decline in the indexes and the averages to confirm we're in a bear market, when you have to know from the standpoint of history, and more importantly, the longevity of this bull market, that a bear market is upon us and it's inevitable? And I think we've got a lot of people that are going to stay fully invested, they're going to stay unhedged, and they're going to ride this market down until they're confirmed and in their belief aware of the fact that we've entered a bear market, and they're going to have lost an awful lot of money.
And isn't that always the truth, Joe? But isn't that really what kind of makes the market? You have the I think, and if I were to guess, let me get your views on this. What's going to happen is we're going to have another sell-off similar to August 24th. And, of course, the dip buyers will come in because the market never goes down. It's always just another buying opportunity. And then the next time it might bounce back a little bit, but it won't rally back as far. And then it'll go out and make a lower low. And yet the dip buyers will step in again and say, hey, we can't go down any farther because we've always gone up from here. And you'll see that pattern. It's kind of like mix and repeat. And then the next thing you know, they'll be down 20-25%. And they're going to say, well, what happened? How did I lose all my money? And then what will happen is then you'll see the next step, in my opinion, is always the puking from the people who emotionally can't take the market going down. And then you'll see the puking of the market, which will spin us into the bear market. And that will last for a little bit of time. What do you think?
Well, you know, cash is a position, as I've often said, in the market. And if you have any doubts about the market and you're not willing to hedge your bet to the downside, sell into the rallies that I think we'll get as we come into year end and get to the sidelines and wait. Worst case scenario, you're wrong and this market continues higher and you can come back into it. But what's important, you've parked your capital, you've got money in which you can put back into the market at the right time, and you can pick and choose your spot when you're ready to re-enter the market, and you're not going to be whipped around trying to determine, should I be long, should I be short the market, what should I do, and more importantly, how do I do it?
And of course, that's why my trading partner and the Badger and myself, that's why we had this hedging program, because we believe that you should always be 100% in the market, because if you're hedged, what you're really doing is when the markets do sell off, you just recreate and lower your basis by buying more stock with money that you've made off of the hedge. So that's our views of how we do that. But again, not everybody wants to handle it and get involved in the option model. but we create a lot of synthetic positions. What's your few views on creating synthetic positions like that, having full protection to the downside?
Oh, I think you've got to have full protection. This market is an unprecedented market. I believe we're making history. We're in uncharted waters. This market can do anything at any time for any reason. So I think you've got to be prepared for very, very large swings in the market. I think they're even going to get larger as we move into the new year. And you've got to determine, as I've often said many times, I've never put a position in the market where I didn't know where I was going to exit it before I put the trade on. And I think you've got to determine early on, take the emotion out of what you're doing. Emotion is a killer in all these markets. Eliminate the emotion, use sound reasoning as to what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're doing it, and be able to understand the risk of the trade as to it going with you, and more importantly, if it goes against you, how much capital are you actually risking in one position? And I think people lose sight of it and they don't do it, Todd.
Well, yeah, I think that I think the death of most investors is the fact that they don't understand that you cannot be emotional about the market. I mean, you know, it's funny, the line in Wall Street, you know, you never get emotional about stocks, and that is really the truth, because if you're investing, you're investing for a purpose. You're investing for a longer term gain, and the data. And I think one of the problems, Joe, in today's world is the technology. You know, everybody's so, you know, checking their IRA on their iPhone all day long. When what's the difference? I mean, you know, are you going to actually going to sell today? You know what I mean? I mean, people are becoming much more active at looking at their portfolio. You know, when it doesn't matter, because if you're investing, and you're investing properly the way that a man like Joe Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com would teach you, is to watch and evaluate the markets. And then when you see that we're possibly reaching that upper level that we should start to maybe turn around from, you may want to start to either hedge or take some profit out of the market, looking for a spot so that you either have the money from the hedge to rebuy, or you have cash to rebuy at lower prices. Because again,
absolutely,
one thing we know for sure, the markets will sell off, because they always do it. This is not an opinion on the... Right now, we're not talking opinion on the economy. We're talking about a mathematical probability. Very much as Joe opened the show with is that in December is typically higher. Well, we know for sure that mathematically, the markets are going to have a correction at some point. That would be correct in your opinion?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it will.
Okay, so, you know, when we see this correction, and typically, and I'm going to get your views on this because, again, you've been on the street for a while. Typically, when it starts to happen, people sit back, they kind of hide from it, and then all of a sudden, when it's too late, then they start dumping, and that's usually the worst possible time.
Well, you know, I've said many times, you don't make your money when you buy. You make your money when you sell. And, you know, you've got to be willing to take money off the table, and people get greedy, and profits evaporate very quickly when markets turn and turn very viciously to the downside. Doesn't mean you sell everything at a given point because the market has gone up or gone up a lot, but it does mean that you take money off the table, you build cash reserves, and you always prepare to come back into the market, whether you come back into the same security or the same commodity or whatever investment, or you look at a new position fundamentally and technically that's even more attractive than the position you were in. But you've got to have the right mindset to be in these markets and be in these markets over the long term and be in these markets successfully. And this is something that people have to learn. And in most cases, I'm sure you'll agree, Todd, they learn the hard way.
Oh, no, I agree 100%. I think that is, again, that's where your analysis and straightmoneyanalysis.com, Joe Meyer, that's where your analysis comes in, because, again, you're not teaching somebody or educating somebody for this very minute. You're educating somebody for the longer term, because as an investment horizon, you're always looking at the longer term and the longer scope of your investments. Now, the bull market has been on for 7 years now, the longest in history. It's probably time that it's going to take a rest. But we'll get more about this from our friend Joe Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. Make sure you check out his newsletter. I know he's going to have a special for the Bubba Show listeners, and we'll get that when we come back from the break. But right now we are with Joe Meyer from straightmoneyanalysis.com. This is the Bubba Show. Make sure you check out thebubbashow.org or bubbatrading.com and see what we're writing about today, because We are always ahead of the curve. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break.
Hold my hand.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Chalady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle is
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and Joe and I were talking over the break, and Joe, you just said a couple of things to me that I think are extremely important to the average investor. Go ahead and repeat those, will you, please?
Well, I think we've got to look back over our career, and we've got to look back on the things that have worked, and we've got to be straight and honest with ourselves as to the things that have not, for whatever reason, and learn from them. You know, the market is the greatest teacher in the world, but the market can't make us acknowledge our mistakes until we're ready to acknowledge them.
So, Joe, tell us about this. I know you got a special. I know you got a Christmas special for my listeners. What do you got for us this month and for someone who wants
well,
to?
Well, your listening audience is very special. And as always, we're going to write one of the most extensive, informative issues of the newsletter for December 2015. And we're going to offer your subscribers a discount on the newsletter out of respect to you and what you do, and more importantly, the years you've been in the business. Going to offer your subscribers, Todd, a one-year subscription to the newsletter, normally $259.95 for the year, at the six-month subscription price, $149.95 for the year. And it's also going to allow your subscribers and your listeners to your show, if they need to speak with me, I'm always only a phone call away. Or if they have any questions about what I write about in the newsletter, email me. And as you know, I also answer my emails as quickly as we receive them. So I think it's an extraordinary publication. I think they'll learn a lot about how I've approached the markets over the years, what's worked for me, the mistakes that I've learned from what we've been doing. And more importantly, giving them the perspective and the understanding of what I think is ahead in all these markets. And more importantly, again, how best to prepare for them.
You know, Joe, that's what we love about you. See, there you go. And you're almost as fast as answering emails as I am. Not quite, but you're pretty damn close. So I got it. So, Joe, there's an old Dow theory, right? And first, let me preface this by saying that the Dow is not the Dow you and I remember. The Dow is no longer really what we would call an industrial average anymore, because half of it's tech, or more than half of it's now tech. So it's really not. But the old theory was, you know, watch the transports, because they were really a tip-off, and they were really a tip-off on the economy. Does that still apply? Do you still follow that adage?
Well, I think the markets have changed and changed dramatically over the years, and I'll even characterize that one step further. I think this market here, again, has been unprecedented. It's certainly done what has never in my career been seen in history. So I've got to say, again, honestly, as straight as I can, I don't put the validity I once did to the Dow theory as being able to really, I think, draw conclusions as to the big picture the way it once did. I really don't.
So, you know, as we look at the change, you know, I always go back, and one of the things that pisses me off more than anything, Joe, is the normalization terms. Okay, everybody, normalization. When we get back to normalization, if we get back to normalization, what the hell is normalization?
Normalization is anything we want to believe is normal.
Right? So where are these guys? I mean, maybe, you know, interest rates have been falling for 35 years. So maybe zero is the right number. And I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that, you know, we've been falling forever. I mean, you know, the bond market has been in a bull market for how many years? I mean, when I started trading on the floor, the bonds were at about 6,600. Okay, now they're twice that now. So what in your opinion, normalization, does it mean anything? Is there any validity to it, or is it just another bunch of crap for them to speak about on TV?
Well, I think we've got to define what is normal, and if we can define what is normal, what rate would be normal? And I think honestly, at this point, no one is able to do that with any degree of validity or certainty.
So
the markets are going to dictate and tell us what the new normal is, and we're in the process of seeing that unfold as we speak.
Okay, now I'm glad you brought that up because I have a beef. You know, I do a webinar every week, and I have my segment called Bubba's Bitch. Okay, and I've got a beef. Okay, and my beef is simply this: over the last 7 years, we have gone away from what I call free markets, true price discovery, because we've now have more of a market that is more manipulated by our Fed and central banks around the world. Okay, so when do we get back to true price discovery and letting markets determine what the real value is, and not Janet Yellen, Ben Bernanke, or any of them other people that have no clue of what really happens in the real world? They only know what they read in a book. So when do we get back to, in your opinion, or do we, true price discovery, the true model where markets discover actual value in whether it be interest rates, whether it be stock market prices, whatever it is, we have gotten away from that price discovery model where actually markets themselves, not based on what somebody from the Fed says, dictate what the prices should be?
Well, I think markets have been artificial for a number of years, and I think when you take a look at the swings that we've seen in all asset classes all over the world, it's indicating, and I think indicating again very clearly, that this is an ending rather than an extension of a new beginning. And I think when we finally get back to the basics and we get back to value and we get back to the way we value and we take a look at things that really matter and we get away from the massive pumping of these fiat currencies into the system from these central banks all over the world, we're going to get back to, once again, markets that truly reflect value and are able to represent that value in the share and underlying asset prices. That's what I think is ahead of us.
Okay, so do you believe that we will get away from this manipulated economy?
I think it has to end, and I think it's ending as we speak. It's a question, when will it end and become visible to everyone who's been looking for the ending? But I think we're in the process of seeing the end as we speak, Todd. I really do.
Okay.
This cannot continue.
I don't think so either. But, Joe, I'm going to ask you a question, and you can decline to answer because it is a sensitive subject. And I am an anti-Fed guy. Now, I'm not the Rand Paul guy and the Fed, but I believe the Fed in its design today is not what it should be and is not really protecting the average guy, which is really what it was designed to handle monetary policy. I think they've gotten away from that model and become more of a cartel for the banks themselves and not the champion for true monetary policy for everyone. If you want to answer, great. If you don't, we can just move on. Let me know.
Well, I think the world has changed, and again, I think it's changing as we speak, and I think when you go back to when we left the gold standard, as you know, in 1971, and I think I mentioned in a previous show with you, we were only on the gold standard 27 years, but we've been now off of it 44. And we have seen all the central banks of the world be guilty of pumping this massive fiat currency into these various markets. these markets are all distorted. You know, what's the true value of a lot of asset classes? At this point, no one can say with certainty. But I think we're at the point where it's very clear they cannot continue to pump massive liquidity into these markets. These markets are now acting and acting negatively every time they continue to stimulate and pump more money into the system. So at some point, this is going to end. I think we're going to see significantly higher interest rates, not only by the U.S. Fed, by all the central banks of the world. And I think the biggest surprise as we unfold and we move down the road is not only how quick interest rates go up, but how much they go up. I think that's the surprise that no one's prepared for in these markets. They've been lulled into the security of these falling rates for over 30 years. You know, the bond market started its bull move in 1980. Few people realize that fact, Todd. It's been an unprecedented bull move. I mean,
I talk about it all the time, Joe, because it's important to understand, and that's where the normalization comments always get to me, and they bother me just because, I mean, again, I don't really know what's normal. I mean, you know, listen, I'd like to go back to the Carter years. I sell everything and just put it in CDs, right? Make 12% a year. But anyways, we're with
I don't think we're ever going to go back to 21.5% prime rate interest rates, but I don't think we're ever going to see these low levels again, certainly in our lifetime. But having said that, you know, what is the medium in between 21.5% and 2 and 3%? Well, I think it's significantly higher than what people would want to believe, and more importantly, how quickly we go to those levels. Again, the market is going to dictate where we go from here, not the central banks of the world, not the Fed, the markets and the markets themselves. We have to be prepared for that. Few people want to understand and realize that very important fact, Todd.
I hope that you're right, Joe. I hope that we get back to true price discovery, because I find it depressing that we've got everybody's manipulating, including our president and what he does. And I just find a lot of things very irritating from a free market society. But we're with our friend, Joe Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. You can hear he knows his stuff. This is a guy that I'm telling you, you got to check him out. Go to his website. Take him up on his offer. He is a man among men in the markets, understands it all, understands the workings of the market, which we discuss at length here all the time on The Bubba Show. But we're going to step out here for a break, and we're going to come back and finish up with our friend Joe Meyer from straightmoneyanalysis.com, because, again, when markets are goofy, which they are, we need to get some straight talk from straightmoneyanalysis.com. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go check out TheBubbaShow.org and see what we're writing about today, because I'll tell you, we've always got a special plan there for you, and we're generally about 6 months ahead of the regular news, because we ain't afraid to say it like it is. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break.
Kander, orchestrated by...
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz in the home stretch with our guy, Joe Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. Pretty much one of the smartest guys I know, and really is working his ass off getting ready for this December report and the year end. So, Joe, you know, we look around, and, you know, we talked a little bit about gold and some of it. Do you like the fiat currency model, or would you prefer to have currencies backed by gold, silver, something?
Well, I think, again, it's inevitable that we go back to a gold and or silver standard. Again, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. I think when you look at the accumulation of gold by all the central banks of the world, and more importantly, the accumulation we've seen with China and Russia and India, I think it is telling you at some point that gold and or silver will anchor the world currencies of the world. You know, when that reset happens, and again, I'll say it's not a question of if, it's a question of when, we're going to see a lot of asset classes fall and fall very sharply in value because they were artificially inflated, as I'm sure you'll agree, in the first place. And they became inflated to the point where the asset as an asset class itself no longer made any sense. And I think we're seeing that now in the artifacts, and we're seeing that in some of these very valuable paintings and precious art. And we're seeing the market start to soften. We're seeing it now in real estate in various big cities around the world. We're seeing it finally start to go down. And I think people are questioning the lunatic valuations that are placed on these assets, and they're at the point now that they're rethinking the commitment of capital to them. And I think we're going to see, and again, this is one man's opinion, we're going to see a bottoming of gold and silver, a bottoming of energy prices. We're going to see a top in the equity markets, and we're going to see the first and possibly second hike in interest rates. I think that's going to be the kickoff to all these markets at some point returning to some normalcy, I guess, level of what you would call normalcy.
If you say normalcy, I'm hanging up. All right. So, Joe, now we've got the commodity cycle. I mean,
right,
we're at 17-year lows here in commodities across the board. The Bloomberg Index, I don't think they can make a chart that can go low enough for this. What is your take on this commodity space right now?
I think the commodity market's putting in a long-term bottom. Doesn't mean that we've seen the bottom end or that it's here today or tomorrow, but I've got to tell you, you know, if I was going to be in the commodity markets, I would rather be long at these levels than short, Todd, quite honestly. I think the surprise is going to be when we get the snapback, how quickly these commodities move back to the upside.
So, I've been saying, and I want your view on this, that everybody's happy that, you know, prices are coming down, but they really don't come down. You know, we never get the best of it, right? The consumer never gets the best of it. They always get it stuck. You know, the retailer will go up 20%, and then when prices fall below, when they decide, well, we got to raise because prices are too high, they'll come back down 3%, and they continue to put more money in their pocket. But at the end of it, okay, when commodities get so depressed, that means that the producers can't make any money. And if producers can't make money, that kind of blows off the entire cycle of profit making and the ability to make money. What do you think?
Well, I think I couldn't agree with you more, but as I've said many times, the greatest tool that the market has is being able to reprice assets, and that's what it does, and does very, very efficiently and very, very effectively. And I think we're at the point now that, you know, some of these underlying commodities are beaten down to levels I've never seen in my career.
Well, I have to disagree with you on one thing, and that's the way we price asset classes, because they have not done a good job over the last 6 or 7 years. That's my opinion. This is my one man's opinion.
No, what I'm saying is we're going to see the change that we've talked about earlier, and I think the markets are going to reprice assets and reprice them very, very efficiently.
Okay. So, Joe, you know, I look around, and of course, I am a buyer of commodities. I go on air and say that I'm a buyer of commodities, and I'm accumulating commodities, gold, silver, even the grain markets, because, again, I don't see prices at these levels. But I've also said many times that what's really going to change when we finally do start to see this off, it will be some black swan event that nobody has any idea what we're talking about now. For example, obviously the tragedy of 9/11, but the truth of the matter is, forget about the tragedy for a moment, because I know it's hard to do, but the markets were looking for a reason to sell off, very much like they, I think they are today. They're looking for some reason to grab on and say, we need to get to sell here. And we haven't had that black swan event. Do you agree with that, disagree? And if you disagree, why? And if you agree, why?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. The market's all looking for a black swan event. Again, doesn't mean it happens today or tomorrow, but I think these markets are on a precipice. I think the risk is very great. I don't think it will take much to start these markets down and for the decline to accelerate. And we get back to the reasoning behind, do you have a game plan? Do you have a plan to deal with the inevitableness of this market entering a bear market? And more importantly, are you properly hedged? You know, we get back to that.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, are you waiting for the black swan, and or are you prepared for it? Two different things.
Isn't that amazing how we always get back to the same thing? You get back to, are you prepared?
Right.
For the impending market crash. Because, again, Joe's not saying it's tomorrow. He's not saying it's next week. He's saying that it's coming. And he's saying it's coming for the following reasons, and he went through the list. And I'm saying it's coming because, forget about any other reason, mathematically it's got to come, because markets, nothing goes straight up, nothing goes straight down. Even back in 2008, which I've said a thousand times here,
right,
you had an opportunity to get out. If you chose to exit the market, even in the face of it, you had a chance to get out. But the problem is that people's emotions end up always taking over, and emotional decisions 95% of the time are wrong. What do you say?
Well, you know, getting back to what I said earlier, you take emotion out of what you do in the market. The market doesn't know you. The market doesn't care about you. And the market's going to do what it's going to do when it does it. You know, I can't say it any straighter than that. If you do your homework and you understand the risk of the market and you're properly hedged, you have no emotion to what's going to take place because you have prepared for any eventuality that can take place in the market. And believe me, if you're in these markets long enough, it will. Can I say it any straighter than that?
Well, that's why you're straightmoneyanalysis.com. I mean, you know, we can't argue with the expert. Joe, that's why you are the guy that we look to in these times of need. Because, again, people have
to
understand.
Things I've learned in the market have taken me a lifetime. People don't realize it took me 50 years of being in these markets to learn these things. Learn these things, and in some instances, early in my career, the hard way. I know what works. I know what doesn't. I know people are in here now, and they're in here hopefully for the right reasons, but we've got people in these markets for the wrong reasons. And they're not prepared for a vicious bear market. They're not prepared for a black swan, and they want to believe that this market can continue to go up into infinity. And you and I know we're closer to a top than most people would want to realize if we haven't already seen it. And I preface, we might have already seen it, because even though we rally through December and into early January, I'm not all that convinced we'd make a new all-time high in the averages anyway. But the point being, if we continue to see strength into December and into early January, again, take money off the table and or be properly hedged for the eventual decline of the equity market as things unfold. You know, these are things you should be doing now if you've not already done them. What are you waiting for?
Joe Meyer, Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond, straightmoneyanalysis.com. Joe Meyer, you are always awesome to have on. I truly respect and appreciate your opinions and the time you spend with us.
Well, it's always a pleasure to visit with fellow professionals that I know have been around the block and have seen what these markets can and will do, and I think you're doing a terrific job in certainly alerting your subscription base as to the risks of the market and, more importantly, how to hedge those risks and protect yourself and be right of these markets, be part of these markets in the right way, Todd. Nothing could be more important.
This has been The Bubba Show. Make sure you check out straightmoneyanalysis.com. That's Joe Meyer. Again, you just heard him for an entire show telling you things that we talk about all the time, but he's telling it to you from his point of view, which is correct, that, again, you have to be ready for the next event, and not, when the event happens, it's too late to be ready. This has been The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, we appreciate you being here, and we loved having Joe on. We'll see you back here next time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.